Hey guys, welcome back to Legend Tech. I'm your host, Rishu, and today we'll be talking about just a few topics, since this will be a shorter episode. We will talk about BMW's new curved iDrive display, Bethesda merging with Xbox, Elon Musk selling a techno song, and much, much more. I'm Rishu Sheth, and welcome to Legend Tech. Let's start off with BMW. BMW is pulling back the curtain on its next iteration of iDrive. In case you're not familiar with iDrive, it is a software and infotainment platform that has served as the centerpiece of the BMW's in-car experience for about the last 20 years. The eighth version of iDrive will mostly live on a new curved display that starts behind the steering wheel and extends halfway across the dashboard. To do this, they will have to merge the 12.3-inch instrument cluster on the central 14.9-inch infotainment screen into a single unit angled toward the driver. The size of the screen will vary depending on the vehicle, but the screen will have the appearance of floating, BMW has said. The new iDrive will make its debut later this year in BMW's new iX electric SUV, as well as the BMW i4 electric sedan. The brain of this car will also be a significant improvement over past models, BMW says. The onboard computer will be able to process 20 to 30 times the data volume of previous models, or around double the amount of data that was previously possible. This will enable a greater fusion of the vehicle sensors, which will help enable higher levels of autonomous driving. According to BMW Chief Technology Officer Frank Weber, iDrive is a major step towards fully autonomous vehicles. He explained that iDrive is designed to support both Level 2 and Level 3 autonomous driving systems. He went on to say that it is not a revolutionary step from what we had in the previous generation, but that it is an all new system when it comes to sensors, computing, and the way it was developed. iDrive will be able to be controlled with touch, voice activation, or gesture control. There will be three main layouts: drive, in which drivers can use a dynamically changing area in the center of the information display to show individually selectable information; focus, which is designed for extremely dynamic driving situations; and gallery, which minimizes the driving content to clear as much space as possible for widget content. iDrive will support both Apple CarPlay and Android Auto wirelessly, BMW has said. If you have a Huawei phone, it probably will be pretty broken with Android Auto. If you have a Windows phone, then I'm sorry. Moving on from BMW and unsupported terrible phones, but sticking with Microsoft, something big just happened in gaming. I'm sure most of you heard, but Microsoft bought Bethesda, and now Xbox Game Pass has the great majority of Bethesda titles, such as Fallout 4, Doom Eternal, and Skyrim. Microsoft purchased not just Bethesda, but all of ZeniMax Media, which is Bethesda's parent company. I personally think that Xbox has done this to expand its game studios and maybe make Bethesda's and the other gaming studios that it has purchased create games exclusively for Xbox. And that would be a very smart move for them, because if you haven't noticed, on paper the Xbox Series X could literally eat the PS5 for breakfast. Yet the PS5 has sold around 5 million units, while the Series X and S have sold around 3 million together. Why? I mean, it's fairly obvious. The games. Sony likes to hog games, causing some particularly good games such as the new Spider-Man, Demon's Souls remake, and all the amazing past PlayStation games as well, as a great future lineup mean that Sony might have the greatest lineup of titles ever. And that's not good for Microsoft, who literally releases all of their exclusives on PC. And meanwhile, the Xbox Series X had no exclusives at launch. Not to mention that their main launch game, Halo Infinite, Halo Infinite was delayed until the fall of 2021. And even then, most Xbox titles aren't available on PlayStation, as I said before, are available on PC. So, Microsoft needs to step up their marketing and distribution game up and try to create more exclusivity to their games. So, that is what I mean when I say Microsoft should make all the games from the studios that they own exclusive to the Xbox. If I were Phil Spencer, who is the CEO of Xbox, if you didn't know, I would give exclusivity to lots of titles right now, so Xbox doesn't end up like Sega. And we all know what happened to Sega. If you don't know, you get my point. Let's get into NFTs. An NFT, aka a non-fungible token, is basically a unit of data on a digital ledger, and that unit of data proves that you are the unique owner of that token. An NFT can be anything from a video clip, to a piece of art, to a single word, to even a song. And a song as an NFT is what we will be talking about today. Elon Musk said that he is selling a song about NFTs as an NFT on Twitter. Beeple offered to pay $69 million for it. Nice. But Elon declined the cash payment and he said that he wanted 420 million Dogecoin. Also, nice. By the way, Beeple, he makes NFTs. He's made it for like 5,000 something days. Pretty cool guy. Yeah, I've never met him though. And Elon decided not to sell it shortly after anyway, because he said, actually, it doesn't feel quite right selling this. We'll pass. He put that on Twitter, by the way. If he had sold the song, he would have given the buyer the digital rights to the ownership of the song. I mean, the song is pretty good, not gonna lie. It has a techno beat and repeats NFT over and over, eventually getting to the female song lyrics, NFT for your vanity, computers never sleep, it's verified, it's guaranteed. And no, Grimes is not singing that part. Speaking of Grimes, she actually sold an NFT, a bunch of NFTs, a collection of them, for $6 million. In case you didn't know why Grimes is relevant to this, she's Elon Musk's lady friend, yeah, that's good. But regardless, the NFT song is a very good techno beat. And song, I guess. It's more of a beat since the words in it are repeated over and over most of the time, except for some parts. Speaking of techno, Elon has also crowned himself the techno king of Tesla. He also crowned the CFO of Tesla, Zach Kirkhorn, with the new position of Master of Coin. Elon and Zach will also maintain their respective positions as Chief Executive Officer and Chief Financial Officer. The filing concludes, just in case you were wondering, that Tesla was suddenly becoming one of the Seven Kingdoms of Westeros. And yeah, that's all there is for today. It was pretty short, but there will be a new episode on Monday. I just wanted a midweek one because I hadn't done one in a very long time. Sorry. I was busy. And thanks for listening to this episode of Legend Tech. Yeah, and I guess I'll see you next week. We'll be right back.